everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me back, they actually haven't left, is Arena and Ron. How are you doing? So I would say welcome back, but you haven't left. So we're actually doing two videos today. The last video we talked about getting started with Power BI Embedded, right? And as part of that, we actually talked about a set of APIs to get started with it. But we also talked about this JavaScript SDK that developers can use to actually use Power BI Embedded, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
That's your statement. All right. So what is this JavaScript SDK?
So last time we saw how to get a 059, right? How to set up your own embedded app, and we showed the demo. This is being the embedded report demo now.
Yep.
So once you get a Power BI showing, you want to interact. You want to have your app seamlessly interact with that Power BI as if it were first-class citizen within your app.
So this is an after-the-fact. I've already done the Power BI embedded part. I've got my report already going. Now how do I interact with that?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So the client-side APIs through JavaScript is just that layer that allows you to communicate back and forth with your report or dashboard or tile that you've just embedded. You can set up load parameters, like we've shown that config you have, so it has additional parameters.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once it's up, you can interact, even send events into that resource to change pages or interact in some sort of way, or get info back through that JavaScript SDK.
Oh, it's so, okay, yep.
The JavaScript SDK is in GitHub. It's public, it's Power BI JavaScript, and it has all the source code. You can go through it.
And as such, people can contribute to this SDK?
They can. You have to have that contributor license agreement.
Right.
But you can. You can suggest stuff. You can have, if you've happened to find issues, you can get through
No. There's
that.
No, it's perfect. Yeah. There are no issues.
Yeah. But suggestions, like we've talked last time.
Okay.
And stuff like that, and you can see all the documentation, how to get it, how to use it, and Arena is going to show how to get started with it.
Okay, demo time. We love demo time.
So if you can see, we have here the link for our live demo, and when we just click it, so this is basically our playground for developers where they can start and land and experience themselves and learn about the new JavaScript APIs capability, explore them over our sample data just for the quick startup or over their data. On the top menu, you can see the sample where we will start our demo, and we have also the documentation tab where we will have some videos, instruction videos. We have here Adam Saxton, the guy on YouTube, just showing how easy it is to use these samples. And we also have the link for our official documentation, which gets updated each time we release something new and updates for the Power BI embedded stuff. So basically, for embedding, you have the mandatory three steps. You will need to authorize, you will need to embed, and afterwards you can enjoy and interact with your embedded stuff.
Okay.
We've shown you last time embed dashboard, so now we will focus on the report. So basically, I will just provide an overview of what we can see here. So for embedding report, we provide you embedding your reports in three modes. You can either view it, and then your end user can just consume this report. You can allow your end users to edit it, whether it's pre-canned report or some like they're available for the entire organization, and you would like to provide specific users or security groups to access and modify these pre-canned reports. You can also enable and grant permission for the end user to create their own stuff, like personalized stuff. Within the application, within the third-party application.
Okay.
In order to embed something, you will need to provide the embed token, like the embed token of the master user for the authorization permission scopes.
Yep.
Yeah, the embed URL and the resource ID. You have here the code box, like where we have the JavaScript code over our client APIs, embedded APIs. You can just copy the sample to your own project and run it there and interact with it.
Okay.
You have the log viewer for showing the events coming out from the embedded layer, and the application can listen to and react on top of it.
So this page allows users to figure out how to kind of play and how it's going to work as they work in their environment type of scenario.
Right. Yeah. Right? Okay. Exactly. So let's start with the. I will start with a more advanced scenario, and then we just switch to the view and show you the interactions available. So I'm choosing the edit mode, and we have here a pre-populated report on our tenant for the tutorial. So we have everything set up. You can just run the button, and now the JavaScript code is running, and we will have our embedded report in edit mode. This is the familiar edit authoring experience we have in the PowerBI.com. So the user can just change the layout, modify visualization type, add something. He can just, after he's done, he can press the save as, and this is our stuff, so we are not allowing the end user to change them.
Right.
But yeah, you can just save as. You can have your own personalized dialogue for the application for the save as dialogue, and have your own customized experience.
So, okay, so it allows the user to take a canned report and save it in for their customized report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can either change this report or to clone it, like
to
have
it,
personalized. Yeah.
Okay.
With save as, or you can save it. We have also the create mode, which is a new one and very interesting, since it opens the application new interesting experiences and stuff. Like, they're enabling their end users to author and create Power BI reports. So basically,
blank canvas,
free drag and drop area. You can just see the model fields available, and you can just start authoring it.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's go back to the view mode. We'll just land here. So this would be the most interesting part, like the interaction. We provide you a bidirectional communication channel between the hosting application and the analytic platforms, where it's either the application controls and set parameters which affects the analytic platform, or the analytic platform just sends you notification about what the end user done and tracks his actions with the interactive report.
Okay.
We are actually enriching this communication channel and would like to provide much more interactions available. We are working on it, and if you have suggestions, so yeah, we are listening.
This is a great first step into helping people understand how to do, you know, work with Power BI Embedded and the JavaScript SDK, right? Because this is stuff that they can say, hey, oh, here's how I do it, and then apply that to their own application, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
So for interaction, we have a few sections here. We have report level, page level interaction, interaction for edit and save, and the events. For example, like just easy as you choose the interaction, you have the code here prepared. You just run it, and you get like the available pages within this report, Power BI section pages, as you can see here.
Oh, nice.
You can start with embedding this report without the page navigation, and then the application can just ask the embedded what are the available pages, and enables it to set the page it would like to show programmatically. Like if you've seen, we just switch to a different page.
Oh, physically go to a specific page.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
More complicated and stuff and interesting, in my opinion, would be the set filters. So I'll just, when we run the set filters, I will clear it up here. When we run the set filters, you can see that the filter is applied from the outside application and affects the interactive report within the embedded part. It's really amazing, and it allows the application like have her own custom control or button or something, and have her input and affect the embedded part. On the other side, we have also events coming out from the embedded platform for
kind of event-driven report scenario, or if I click on something, or that's kind of cool.
So very interesting event and very popular, which people were asking for, and we iterate and provided now a good experience and a good information coming out with the data selected event. When we are running this code, the application is listening for this event, and whenever the end user performs some interactions with data point within a visualization, for example, like this one, I would like you to author because we have here a bug because I started with create. Sorry, yeah, it's no, an issue. I already got it. Sorry. Okay, so when we are running the data selection event, the application is listening for the interactions coming out from the embedded layer. And whenever the end user just clicks on a data point within a visualization, for this like I've done, the application is being notified with all the available information relevant for this data point. We have here all the information about the categorical access, and we have the actual data point value, like mm-hmm. you can see here, and it's also available in the tooltip, so you can see that this matches. The application on her side can do some bunch of actionable items and just open her own the application. Customized experience for like opening purchase order or other stuff like business stuff based on this selection, the end user of the application done within the,
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Additional thing we would like to show you, which are new stuff, is the edit and save experience. So you can control from the application when you are entering the edit mode and when you are going back to the view mode. You can just set it up through the JavaScript API, going and going back. You can save the report after editing and save as, either from the menu bar like mm-hmm. you have in the edit mode, from Power BI, or you can just do it from the application with the experience you have in the application. Like whenever the end user done editing, you can have something in your own stuff in the application, like save buttons and call our JavaScript SDK for extensibility point we provided. Okay. To do it seamlessly and in context.
Okay, so this is a programmatic way to say I've made changes to report, save it. Very cool.
Yeah.
when I save a report, like if I'm editing and I save a report, like you allow the users to do that, where does that report get saved? How do they get access to that? Does it go back into the list of kind of category reports, or what happens when save as report?
Yeah, so in the application content mode, we've just shown you there are two ways. Mm-hmm. So the application actually manage the content, and she has her the master users and maybe a few additional users in the tenant, and only they have access to these reports. If the application within the application business logic decides she would like to grant her access for this particular report only for Scott or for security group or for the entire organization, it is up to her, it is up to the application to grant the permission using the embed token.
Okay.
Like she generates the embed token for this specific report, and the application decides who can access this report.
Gotcha.
All the access and permission layer for the application stuff is under their responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Power BI will only authenticate the master user. There's two separation layers for this.
So what we've seen here is what you call a playground for people to understand. Yeah. Here's how I use the JavaScript SDK to start manipulating and working with Power BI embedded reports, right?
Yeah.
Is there, from here, can they say, all right, because we're actually looking at the code. This is code they can actually grab and put into their app?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Even more so, the first step we had in authorized, we allowed you to use sample report dashboards and tiles that we saved for the sake of the tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just head back to embed, and in these fields, if you provide your own report ID, embed token, and embed URL, like we've shown last time, or if you have another magical way to do it, then you can play with your own report.
Your own, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so this is a pre-canned report that you guys provide, but right. if you put in your own token and URL, you can actually start playing with, like you say, your own reports that you've built and see how that interacts.
Right.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Very nice. Anything else? Because that looks actually really cool.
It should.
Yeah.
It was developed internally by a guy from our team mm-hmm. for our internal testing and usage.
Yep.
And we've just figured out that
let's make
it looks
public.
That cool.
Yeah, it's really useful, amazing. It saves you tons of time during development. And also for getting updated on the new stuff, it will be always refreshed and up to date. So you can just land here and start playing.
Yeah.
Whatever you have here, we provide through our SDK, even easier to answer whatever is not here, we don't provide through our SDK.
Right, right, right.
And this entire sample is available on GitHub, like it's open source, and you can just demo, like you can just open the code and grab some.
This playground is.
Is also it's on GitHub.
Okay, very cool, and so they can contribute that as well. But right. I love the ability to say I've got my own report, and I want to start playing with see how that interacts, right? Through there.
Yeah.
I want my own part. I want to see how people, that might work with other people interacting with that.
Right.
That's very nice. And this is just also out, this is new, out within 2 days as well?
It's there for a while.
For a while?
Yeah, sorry.
It didn't just came out, but we figured out that there's so few people that know about it, then
We should tell people about this, because
right.
this is really awesome. This
right.
is very cool.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming. This is fantastic. As you continue to work on this, we'd love to have you back. And if you don't feel like coming all the way to Redmond, we're happy to do this via Skype, because we do this a lot.
Or
you can
go
come
all
over.
The way.
I am coming to Israel. That's what we're doing. I'm going to come to Israel. We'll record it there.
Right.
Really
amazing place. Yes,
sunny. That's one place I haven't been yet, so we're going to do the next show in Israel. That's what we're going to do. Okay, hey, thanks for coming, and thanks for all the awesomeness you guys are doing. So,
thank you, Scott. Channel 9, yep. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for watching, everybody. Feel free to provide feedback through the ways that they've shown, and we look forward to seeing you again. So thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.